I'm Chris Heim with the Wednesday Music Roundup here in KMUW, and it's hard to say which idea seems more out of the Twilight Zone, that Los Lobos would play the White House, which they just did as part of the recent Fiesta Latina concert, or that they would do an album of Disney songs, which actually was released earlier this week. Continuing their extremely busy, if somewhat bizarre, schedule, these veteran Latin alt-rockers play tonight at the Sooner Theater in Norman, tomorrow at the Flytrap Music Hall in Oklahoma City, and then Friday at the Lead Center in Lincoln. If Los Lobos doing Disney isn't scary enough, you can try the WSU Symphony Orchestra's Halloween Pops concert, where there will be, yep, more Disney. Music from Fantasia and from the films Star Wars and The Rocketeer are among the highlights of the program Thursday in the Miller Concert Hall on the WSU campus. Halloween night, it's rising West Coast band The Insomniacs, who play a somewhat unlikely but congenial blend of pop and roots rock, surf music, and blues. They're at Uncle Bo's in Topeka. Halloween night 1932, Wichita hosted what was likely the first performance with an electric guitar. That feat was celebrated in an earlier exhibit at the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum, which follows up now with a Wichita Guitar Heroes exhibit highlighting some of the town's six-string heroes. That exhibit is on display through November 13th. It's also a good week for singer-songwriters. Tonight with up-and-coming Alt and World Cafe favorite Langhorne Slim. Friday and Saturday, Yonder Mountain String Band, the Working Man's Dead Alt Bluegrass Band, Al Stewart of Year of the Cat fame Sunday, and finally our pick for the week, Ryan Montbleu. Boston may be crawling with folkies and singer-songwriters, but he stands out from the Beantown crowd with perky tunes and impressive and clever lyrics and craftsmanship. You can get a full list of shows, dates, and locations on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.